Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer. It's Friday, December 29th, 2006. Pretty soon it's going to be 2007. Sorry if you tuned in last night and I wasn't here. Well, I was here at my home, resting. I did not feel very well, and if I had tried to talk on the air, you wouldn't have been able to hear my voice. But needless to say, I am feeling much better today. If I had had a headache, I would have taken Headache Stay Gone. That's the all-natural cure for headaches and the sponsor of this program. Alas, I had a very sore throat, but needless to say, you can hear that my voice is pretty much back to normal, much to the disappointment of those who would prefer that I would just shut up. Well, I'm not going to shut up tonight here, folks, because I have a lot to talk about. We'll take calls much later in the hour, but in the meantime, just some news notes and some things that may or may not be of interest to you. They're of interest to me, and I hope they'll be of interest to you. Well, we all know former President Gerald Ford, died recently, and we're going to be having him here lying in state in Washington, D.C. Now, Jerry Ford was a nice guy. I liked Jerry Ford when he was president. And, you know, he spent his retirement enjoying himself after a long period in public office. But, you know, folks, one thing we have to remember about Gerald Ford is that he was a politician. Now, one good thing about Gerald Ford, I'm going to say something nice about him, then I'm going to say something bad about him. One good thing about Gerald Ford is that according to the Washington Post, Bob Woodward, who is not necessarily the most reliable source, but Bob Woodward said that in an embargoed interview in 2004 that he conducted with former President Ford, Ford said, "I don't think I would have gone to war against Iraq." He said he very strongly disagreed with the president, that is George Bush's, justifications for invading Iraq. And he was also critical of Bush and Vice President Cheney, who was Ford's chief of staff. And he was also critical of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who had been Ford's chief of staff and then head of the Defense Department, again under Ford. So Jerry Ford at least was honest, although like the typical politician that he was, he embargoed his interview with Bob Woodward, and Woodward now has released it after Ford is dead. Well, there are some people who are trying to suggest that Ford actually did support the Bush administration's decision to wage this hellish war in Iraq. But if Bob Woodward is to be believed and his quotations are accurate, President Ford was one of the smart ones, like us, the people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, most of us, that is. And we opposed the war. We said it was based on lies. And, of course, this crazy idea of spreading democracy, which the war turned into after it turned out there were no weapons of mass destruction. It all comes back to the fact that there are even Republicans who disagree with this madness being conducted by the Bush administration. And it's worth pointing out, worth remembering, that back during the Carter administration, of course, Jimmy Carter defeated Jimmy Carter defeated Gerald Ford in the 1976 election, although, you know, the two guys became friends in later years, and evidently Ford very much agrees with Jimmy Carter in some respects, at least on the Middle East issue, because Ford was heard to say at one point during the Carter administration, when even Jimmy Carter was trying to sell AWACS planes to Saudi Arabia, and I take that back, that was during the Reagan administration, Gerald Ford was heard to say that we can't let these so-and-so Jews run U.S. foreign policy. I didn't use his exact word, but it's a naughty word we don't like to use on the air. So Jerry Ford had some strong opinions about what was going on in the Middle East, at least after he left public office. All right, stay tuned for some more news and commentary, folks. Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, right here on RBNLive.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, which is headquarters of American Free Press. I hope you listen to that commercial for American Free Press, because AFP is a good newspaper. You can check it out on the web at AmericanFreePress.net. I'm pleased to announce, too, that today I was down at the American Free Press office. Didn't make it in yesterday because of my sore throat, but down there today, and I listened in as Chris Petherick, the editor of AFP, had a friendly chat with Mark Glenn, who's been on this program many times. Mark is going to be writing for American Free Press, hopefully on a regular basis. So if you're familiar with his good work at crossandcrescent.com, you'll also be able to find it in American Free Press. And incidentally, folks, you know, let me just mention this, you know, if you know of a good news story in your community that's going on that really has a national impact, give the folks at American Free Press a call, or write a story up yourself and send it in. Send any clippings in. A lot of times, you know, we get clippings from around the country about things that are happening that we wouldn't know about if it weren't for the fact that people send those clippings in, and we can make a real good story out of it. A lot of things going on in your community that a lot of people don't know about around the country. Sometimes things of real significance happening, you know, in the hinterlands, but they have a real impact on the nation as a whole. Now, back to Gerald Ford. I said some nice things about Jerry Ford. Now I'm going to say something not so nice about him. I've been looking at the news coverage of his death, and, you know, you're never supposed to speak ill of the dead, but one thing that the news reports have kind of played down is Gerald Ford's role as a member of the infamous Warren Commission. That's the cover-up of the Kennedy assassination, the official government cover-up. And Gerald Ford was, in fact, a key player on the Warren Commission, to the point that he was effectively acting as a spy for J. Edgar Hoover, head of the FBI, letting Hoover know what was going on in closed sessions of the commission, which Ford was not really supposed to do. But even more damaging, I think, were the revelations that Gerald Ford actually played a part. Now, this is off the top of my head, folks, so I may be getting the details just a little bit off, but basically, as I recall, evidence came out in the 1970s through the Freedom of Information Act, actually, and it was material discovered by my friend Mark Lane, the anti-Zionist Jewish lawyer, not the Zionist Jewish lawyer, as certain rumor mongers on the Internet have put it. Mark Lane did Freedom of Information Act requests that demonstrated that Gerald Ford had actually played a part in officially shifting the location of the bullet wounds that hit President Kennedy from behind. That is, the neck wound versus the back wound. The Warren Commission would have had us believe that the bullet entered somewhere in President Kennedy's neck and exited in his throat. But Gerald Ford moved that wound up from his shoulder blade to the neck in conversations with FBI agents and other people. So in other words, what it appears is that there was a bullet that struck President Kennedy in the right upper back, like in the shoulder blade. That bullet apparently fell out of President Kennedy's body during the autopsy. Then there was a neck wound in the front, which obviously many people believe was, at the very least, a shot coming from the front, or perhaps, as some have suggested, perhaps a bullet or bullet fragment or a bone fragment coming from his head wound. Needless to say, Gerald Ford played a singular central role in jimmying the facts to fit the Warren Commission's predetermined conclusions. So that's something about Gerald Ford that we have to keep in mind. Gerald Ford was a politician, folks, and he was an establishment politician. He was invited to attend Bilderberg meetings as far back as 1964, 1965 period. I've written about that in my book, Final Judgment. I have also pointed out in Final Judgment a little detail about Gerald Ford that a lot of people don't like to mention, even some so-called JFK assassination investigators, and that is this funny little fact that the man who was Gerald Ford's primary political backer was a Jewish millionaire, really a billionaire, named Max Fischer, involved in oil, petrochemical industry, and also with links to the organized crime syndicate. Max Fischer also was a business partner of some of the very Israeli interests, Israeli-connected interests, including Shul Eisenberg and Tibor Rosenbaum, a Swiss banker and Mossad figure, who I believe and who I believe have documented very carefully in my book, were linked to the JFK assassination conspiracy. So you had Gerald Ford, who really was a political front man in his little Michigan district for a very, very powerful Zionist figure, on the Warren Commission that was ostensibly investigating the Kennedy assassination. Well, as I say, those are things that aren't going to be mentioned in the mainstream media. Not in the detail that I've gone into, certainly. Well, let's have some applause for President Putin of Russia. I know there's a lot of birchers out there who think that Putin is some sort of communist in waiting to getting ready to start a communist new world order, but far from it. As we've talked about on this program, Putin, if anything, is a Russian nationalist who's trying to break the back of the international new world order money forces. And right now, he's going after one of these big oil tycoons, Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Khodorkovsky is one of these people who is part of this small clique of Jewish billionaires who actually helped Putin come to power, but Putin turned the tables on them and has begun prosecutions of them. Well, some of these people have fled to Israel, where they are allowed to live because they are Jewish. Some of them hold dual citizenship, but President Putin is going after them. President Putin is very much playing a major multi-level chess game with these powerful forces, but let's give credit where credit is due. Well, there's somebody else who's played multiple level chess games, and he's about to hang, it looks like. That's Saddam Hussein. You know, it's funny, I've seen pictures of Saddam Hussein shaking Donald Rumsfeld's hand. I know that during the Reagan administration and the Bush administration, the first Bush administration, a lot of these key people in Republican conservative circles were helping arm Saddam Hussein against the Iraqis, providing him some of the weapons that they say Saddam used against, quote-unquote, his own people. Now, of course, a lot of the people that Saddam killed were Muslim fundamentalist extremists. And, of course, these days, George W. Bush, young Bush W., says that killing Islamic fundamentalists is a good thing. Well, when Saddam Hussein was on our side, so to speak, it was a good thing. Now it's a bad thing, and they're going to hang him. That's hypocrisy. That's a double standard. That's a lot of lies, again, coming from our government. You know, Saddam Hussein may not be the best guy in the world, but does he deserve to be hung? Personally, you know, on the one hand, I'd like to see some people break in and free the guy, but, you know, if that happened, it would probably cause a lot of unnecessary bloodshed for a lot of people in a lot of ways. So what I'm hoping, you know, the inevitable thing is that he is going to be executed, but I just hope there's some good American who recognizes what a raw deal Saddam has had, and that they slip him a cyanide capsule, kind of like an American soldier did for Hermann Göring, the German nationalist leader who was wrongfully tried on trumped-up charges at the Nuremberg war crimes trial. Saddam said he wanted to be shot like a soldier rather than hung like a criminal. I hope somebody helps him escape the gallows, or I hope some good Iraqi soldier, some American soldier, shoots him before they take him out to hang him. But folks, let's face it. If we're going to hang Saddam Hussein as a war criminal for things that he did armed by the United States, then there's a lot of other people who should probably be on death row with Saddam Hussein, some of those very American officials who helped Saddam build up his war machine. I will name them. Ronald Reagan, of course, he's deceased. George H.W. Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney. Those fellas should also be on death row with Saddam Hussein if Saddam Hussein is to be hung for the crimes he is alleged to have committed. Then, of course, these fellas have also committed additional war crimes in more recent years, and they too should be punished for those, but you can only hang a man once, or at least hang him once and make sure it works. But, you know, there is still the possibility that there will be war crimes trials down the road, and that these people will be taken to task, they will be tried, and if convicted, they will be punished. That we can hope for if we truly want justice. If we don't want justice and want double standards, then Donald Rumsfeld, who has financial interests in Israel, and Dick Cheney, who also has major international financial interests, and he's making a big profit off the reconstruction of Iraq, the country he helped destroy. If there isn't justice, if there isn't justice, these guys are going to get to live out their lives with millions, maybe billions of dollars, and lots of American men and women will continue to suffer, dying and being wounded in Iraq. Those who've already suffered will continue to suffer. So like I say, let's hang all the war criminals, folks. Let's hang them all and hang them high. Let's not have Saddam hang by himself. Stay tuned for more. Michael Collins Piper, coming to you courtesy of Headaches Day Gone.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here in the heart of criminal behavior by some of the most respected people in America. If we're to believe all the propaganda we hear about the members of Congress in this administration. Speaking of members of Congress, the insidious Joseph Lieberman has an op-ed piece in the Washington Post today. It's entitled, Why We Need More Troops in Iraq. I won't even bother quoting from it. It's more of this garbage we've been getting out of Joe Lieberman. It's a shame he got reelected to the Senate. He should be on trial. He should be summoned to explain his role in these war crimes. This is the same guy who now wants to get us into another war in Iran. I don't know why this guy just doesn't join the Republican Party and join up with all his kosher friends in the neoconservative movement. This is this guy who's just, you know, a historian Arthur Schlesinger, who was Jewish himself, Arthur Schlesinger Jr. said that the only reason Joe Lieberman got a free hand and got so much favorable publicity from the mass media was, according to Mr. Schlesinger Jr. himself, was because he was Jewish. This is what Arthur Schlesinger Jr. said in an interview that was published in the Washington Post some years ago. He didn't think too highly of Joe Lieberman. Well, I don't think too highly of him either, and I don't think a lot of the people who are concerned about America's declining role in the world think too highly of this guy either. But yes, He says we need more troops in Iraq, and if he had his way, we'd go into Iran as well. Now, speaking of Iran, this week in American Free Press, we have a very detailed report on my recent trip to Iran, along with something that I've been planning to write for a long, long time and finally got it in the paper, is the review of some of these fantastic videos by Mark Farrell at HonestMediaToday.com. Mark has been a guest on this show, and he really is the video producer of the historical revisionist movement, really of the American nationalist movement. His videos on Holocaust revisionism, understanding anti-Semitism, ritual murder, you can't get anything better. Very well done, very professionally done. So there is a review of that in American Free Press this week. American Free Press is also announcing a new book put together by American Free Press. It's called The CIA in Iran, The 1953 Coup and the Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide. It reveals in shocking detail a once-top-secret CIA report showing how U.S. and British operatives employed every dirty trick at their disposal, including bribery, murder, and terrorism to topple a government they could not control so they could replace it with one they thought they could. This, of course, is talking about the democratically elected government of Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh. Of course, they brought the Shah of Iran into power, and the Shah of Iran was very closely tied up with the Israelis and his infamous secret police, SAVAK, which tortured and murdered thousands. You know, we don't like torture and murder except when it's done by the Israelis and their allies in the Middle East. That's what drove the Iranian people into the hands of Ayatollah Khomeini. That's what led to the Islamic Revolution in Iran, the antics of the CIA and the Mossad in Iran, and that's why we are in the position we are today with Iran. Well, this new book from American Free Press, The CIA in Iran, The 1953 Coup, it's not going to be available for a couple weeks, but needless to say, I think it's something you'll be interested in. I'm looking at a rough copy of it right now. I'm going to be doing some copy editing of it over the weekend, but it's a good book that tells you a lot of the things you do need to know about this criminal misdeeds of our so-called government. Now, incidentally, folks, I have a caller. I'm going to bring him up after the turn of the half hour, after I make a few more comments here and there. But one thing I wanted to mention to you, we had John DeNugent on the program the other evening very briefly, and John and I were talking about some of these myths about Germany, one of them being that Hitler had instituted a major program of gun control against the German people. Well, it turns out one of the sources of that misinformation was actually an article from the National Rifle Association's magazine, according to some information I got today. The evidence they used to prove this was a poster in a German language that ordered all Germans to turn in their guns. Well, it turns out this was posted by the Allied occupation authorities, not by the Third Reich. In fact, as we pointed out here, Germany actually relaxed requirements for Germans who wanted to own guns. So, again, there's one of these falsehoods that actually has taken root in the patriot movement, and so many good patriots think that Germany was a country of gun control fanaticism. Again, just like this rumor that Adolf Hitler ordered the burning of the Reichstag so as to institute a police state. Hitler didn't order the burning of the Reichstag. So again, you know, again, we're just trying to bring you the truth. And speaking of the truth, we're going to talk a little bit more about David Irving, the once jailed or formerly jailed British historian. He's been under fire from some people who claim to be truth seekers. Well, we're going to talk about the truth about David Irving when we come back, and then we're going to go to the calls. This is Michael Collins Piper.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. You check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com or give them a call at 800-327-0727. Ask them to send you 60 capsules. And you can try it out for yourself, and if you're satisfied, you're going to get a bill with that bottle, and you make the payment then. That's a pretty good offer, folks. Mr. Lampley at Headache Stay Gone is very, very happy with his product, and he thinks you're going to be happy with it too, and that's why he's willing to take a chance of sending you his product and then letting you pay for it afterward. That's a pretty good deal, folks. That's a great way to back up a very good product, which you know I do use. And I'm very happy with myself. You know, there was an old magazine called Puck. P-U-C-K. P as in Piper, U-C-K. It was published in the 1880s and 1890s. And I just came across an old cartoon, a reprint of a cartoon from Puck. And it shows the millionaire tycoon Jay Gould riding around in a wagon, and on that wagon it says the Monopoly News Delivery. And here's Mr. Gould reaching out of the back of this wagon, handing out news to various newspapers. selling newspapers, the New York World, the Mail Express, the New York Daily Herald, and other publications, telling them what to publish. In other words, you know, we had a media monopoly in this country going back to the 1880s and 1890s. And, you know, very little has changed, except for the fact that it's gotten worse. And now we have these cretins like Rupert Murdoch and Mortimer Zuckerman and Sumner Redstone and the Newhouse brothers dominating the mass media in America, along with a handful of others, you know. And then ostensibly we have alternatives to the mass media. We have real alternatives. We have independent networks like the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have American Free Press, and we have the Idaho Observer, and, you know, the list goes on and on. Lots of good real news sources out there. Ed Fields' newspaper, The Truth at Last, out of Marietta, Georgia. Good paper down there. But we also have people who pretend to be truth seekers, but actually they're nothing more than troublemakers. Inevitably, we come back to this sorry subject of Daryl Bradford Setter. Calls himself Daryl Bradford Smith. I call him Daryl Bradford Smear. And his partners, Eric Fishbait and Kingster Balloon, also known as Christopher Boleyn, whose work for American Free Press is now under audit, because we're beginning to see a very strange pattern in a lot of the stories that he produced for American Free Press over the last couple years. Pattern that makes it appear as though there was a deliberate attempt to put American Free Press on the wrong side of the news. In any case, this ghostly trio, this bizarre trio, on their website have the most malicious, hellish, obscene. And when I say obscene, I mean obscene. I'm not even going to repeat some of the crap that they say about David Irving, but I'll tell you this much, it's worse than anything they've said about me, worse than anything they've said about Mark Farrell, you know, worse than anything they've said about Mark Glenn. But, you know, on their website, they basically, amidst their pornographic sex fiend allegations that they make against David Irving, who just spent 13 months in jail in Austria, they also, this trio, Balloon, Fishbait, and Smear, they now contend that David Irving was somehow plotting with the Zionists, that he deliberately was involved in a setup with the Zionists to frighten people away from investigating the Holocaust and historical revisionist issues. And that somehow Irving, now this is weird, folks, it's bizarre, it's sick. But they suggested that Irving deliberately got himself arrested and that this was all part of a Zionist setup. I mean, you know, it goes on and on. It's sick. It is absolutely, totally, thoroughly sick and disgusting. And, I try not to comment on these people because they are so vile. But, you know, when they go after David Irving, a guy who just spent 13 months in jail, an international best-selling historian who's been around for years and years, long before Daryl Bradford Smear ever heard the word Zionist, David Irving was an international best-selling author, highly regarded throughout the world. Well, you know, the truth about David Irving is not to be found on the Smear, Balloon, Fishbait website. You can find a lot of lies up there, a lot of disinformation, a lot of smears of people. But you can find the truth about David Irving in this issue of American Free Press. George Kedar, really wonderful Hungarian guy who's a correspondent for American Free Press. I just saw George in Iran. He has a very long, detailed article about what really did happen to David Irving and how he ended up in jail in the first place. And, of course, the facts totally contradict the lies and the smears and the pornography and the filth and the garbage that come from these sex maniacs. These smear mongers, these hate mongers who pose as, I don't know what they're posing as. They say they're moving away from the patriot movement. I don't know what these people are other than troublemakers. Very mentally disturbed troublemakers. But the fact is, David Irving, before he got arrested in Austria, had already contacted, Irving's attorney had contacted the Austrian Ministry of Internal Affairs and said that he was going to be coming to Austria to discuss various issues. Now, this is something that never came up. It also turns out that Irving's previous lawyer, a Mr. Dr. Elmar Kressbach, seemed to have been selling out his client, but fortunately David's new attorney, Dr. Herbert Schaller, has now pointed out that it appears as though David was sold out by his previous attorney. David apparently believes this himself, and when he was in jail, he found out that there were many, many other people in that jail who apparently feel they had been sold out by this attorney. So David Irving was set up and taken down and then got fixed by his own lawyer. Well, his new lawyer, Dr. Schaller, was the one who won on Irving's appeal. I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Schaller just very briefly at the airport in Tehran. He and I happened to be on the same plane. He was going to Vienna, and I was coming back to the United States. But George Kadar has written this very, very interesting article in the January 1st issue of American Free Press. And if you're interested in getting that issue of American Free Press, you're welcome to call AFP at the toll-free number, which I'll give you in a moment, and ask for the January 1st issue that has the report on the Iran conference and the big article by George Kadar telling the real story of David Irving, not the lies told by Fishbait and Smear and Balloon. Let me tell you a little bit about George Kadar before we go to the phones. George is an interesting guy. George escaped communist Hungary back in the 1950s. He walked out of the country, walked through the mountains. I think he walked the whole way to Austria, wearing a big old winter coat that he said got torn to shreds during his escape because he had to climb through so many barbed wires. But, you know, George has maintained his sense of humor despite having gone through the horrors of communist Hungary, and now he's back in his native land, and he brought some very interesting reports to American Free Press about how the people of Hungary are expressing their nationalist aspirations against the forces of the New World Order. So there are good people all over the world, folks, who are fighting the New World Order. And, you know, the release of David Irving from jail is a victory for truth. It's a victory against the New World Order, and hopefully it will set the stage for future victories. And incidentally, I had gotten an email from somebody questioning a statement I had made on the program about the fact that there are thousands of people in Austria, in Germany, and other European nations who've been jailed in so-called Holocaust denial-related cases. Well, according to George Kadar's article in this issue of American Free Press, quoting Dr. Schaller, David Irving's attorney, who also, incidentally, Dr. Schaller is involved in the defense of Ernst Gundel in Germany, Dr. Schaller says the German authorities have initiated about 10,000 cases in a single year for the various crimes of Holocaust denial, different expressions of nationalism, illegal use of World War II symbols, and other verbal and written expressions and publications of political incorrectness. Now, you know, it's after 61 years, Germany still has no peace treaty, but it is an occupied country without any sovereignty, and, you know, these laws that they were using against David Irving in Austria and likewise in Germany against Ernst Gundel and many, many other people, these are no better than what you would find in a communist police state. And, you know, they do want laws like that here, folks, and that's why we talk about these Holocaust denial laws and we talk about this issue to remind you that the thought police who've come up with the hate crimes laws and the Patriot Act and all these other measures to control the way we think and the way we talk and put us in jail if they don't like what we say and think. They do have the mechanisms in place here with a little bit of tinkering now and then as time progresses. They're going to have that in place in the United States without any question. So that's why we need to be alert about this. I know a lot of people don't like to hear about this Holocaust issue, but it is an important issue. And the amazing thing is, from my own perspective, it's not something that I have written about very much over the years. But it's something that we do need to recognize and discuss. But as I say, you know, we have a lot of traitors in our midst. We have a lot of Judas goats, disinformation specialists, and, you know, this fish bait and smear and balloon are three of the worst. I've been having some computer problems, incidentally, with my email, folks, and I have very good reason to believe that the invasion of my email is the work of one of Fetter Smear's associates. Actually, I believe it's someone who actually used to call this program on a regular basis. I have good reason to believe that. Been attempts to send emails, mass emails out in my name to try to get my emails blocked and so forth, and I may have to take some action in some way to get that investigated. But needless to say, if you sent me any emails and they bounced back, now you know why. I've gotten calls and another email and one of my other emails from people alerting me to this. Well, anyway, folks, if you want the truth about David Irving, it's in this issue of American Free Press. Call the 800 number and ask for a free sample copy of that issue and say Mike Piper said to send you that issue free. The number is 888-699-NEWS. 888-699-NEWS. If you didn't get a chance to get that down, you can go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. You'll find the number up there. But I do encourage you to read this special report that I did, for the most part, on Iran. You'll get to get more details also about David Irving, and also you can find out about this new book that's coming out from American Free Press, The CIA in Iran. Okay, that having been said, quite a mouthful there, folks. You know, now it's time to go to the calls. I'm going to let David from Massachusetts come up and talk. I hope it's my friend, David. Let's find out.
You have found out correctly. It's your friend.
David, how are you doing?
Good. You made the correct judgment.
All right.
Look, there's several people I want to discuss.
Go ahead.
First of all, the first of the three is, well, the most important at the moment, Saddam Hussein.
Okay.
If this man is executed, it will be the most stupid move that the Bush administration has made yet. Because they got to be the power behind it, because they have the power in Iraq, and
mm-hmm.
the Iraqi government. This is the Bush crowd, the American occupation force. There will be more trouble if this man is executed, and the case against him is not strong, and even if it turned out that he had 140 people executed, that is not enough to establish him as, you know, a mass murderer. And this nonsense that came out from a couple of years ago by the Prime Minister of Britain, who is now known as Tony Baloney. That's his common name now over in the United Kingdom. He's known as Tony Baloney, but we know him over here as Tony Blair. This man said, which is just ridiculous, and it was laughed at in the book I read about it, that Saddam Hussein had 400,000 people killed. They can't prove it, and most of those dead were from the Iran-Iraq war, as well as people that were killed in the bombing raids of the United States in Gulf War I.
Yeah, that's where the mass graves were, people that George Bush's father murdered in the first Gulf War.
Absolutely correct. And now here's another point. The Vatican, I'm saying this is an international program. It can be heard, perhaps we know, over in Europe. It would be to the betterment of the Vatican and to third world Christians, where they're living in nations where they're outnumbered heavily by Muslim population, the Orthodox Church, the Protestant churches. It would be to the betterment of these people and the betterment of the Christian minority if they would strongly condemn any move to execute Saddam Hussein.
I agree.
It would help third world Christians.
That's right.
And I'll tell you another thing. These vile people that are known as the neocons, they have the very opposite opinions of what I have just expressed. They want to see the man dead, and I believe firmly that they'd like to see a lot of third world Christians massacred.
David, I think you're absolutely right.
Now,
I think you're absolutely 100% correct. These hellish kosher cons, these neoconservatives, have utmost hatred for Christianity. They would love nothing more to see than hostility between Muslims and Christians.
Absolutely.
They would love nothing more than to have Muslims start attacking Christians in retaliation for the death of Saddam Hussein. And this is exactly what they want, to stir things up, to add more to the cauldron of anger and hatred and disgust that's already in the Middle East and around the world at these Zionist policies being carried out by George W. Bush. David, hang on for the break, please.
Okay.
This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We're bringing you the truth. We're not bringing you lies and disinformation and propaganda, folks. If it gives you a headache, you can take headache stay gone, though.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper, we're wrapping up this hour here. We have Dave from Massachusetts on board with us. Dave, you were about to make yet another point. Go ahead.
Okay, the second point I want to make is during the administration of the president who just died, Gerald Ford, I remember the time in 1976, I'm pretty sure that was a year, this is off the top of my memory, when he said New York City should drop dead about those emergency loans that were being solicited by members of Congress to save New York City from the bankruptcy.
Yeah, I don't think he actually said drop dead, but that's how it was played in the press anyway, yeah.
But in any ways, whatever he said, whether it was that or something else. A week later, he signed the bill. And I believe that a major influence over Ford was the former governor of New York State, Nelson Rockefeller, who was his vice president. With all the money that was tied up in those banks in New York City, of which the Rockefeller family is a controlling interest in the Chase Manhattan, I believe firmly that former Vice President Rockefeller must have said to Ford, now look at Gerald, you can talk that way, but in real life you can't do that.
Well, you know, Jerry Ford had a lot of reason to take the orders of Nelson Rockefeller. Don't forget there were two assassination attempts on Gerald Ford within just a couple weeks' time. The second attempt was by this woman, Sarah Jane Moore, and it was kind of interesting. I just read, and I had known this little detail, it was mentioned in passing. She had actually been in the custody of the Secret Service the night before she tried to shoot Gerald Ford.
Well, that's
this
amazing.
Woman had also been an FBI informant. Now, this is the woman who tried to kill Gerald Ford. There was a book that came out years ago that alleged directly that Nelson Rockefeller had, in fact, been behind these two attempts on Gerald Ford. You know, it's interesting. One of the Rockefeller in-laws, a woman who divorced Winthrop Rockefeller, who's the brother of Nelson, one of the things that came out in their divorce trial was the fact that the Rockefeller brothers used to get together and try to figure out ways to get Nelson Rockefeller in the White House without benefit of an election.
Well, they almost did it.
And they almost did it, that's right. But, the point you made was completely parallel to what I had been saying, Dave, and that's that, you know, Gerald Ford, nice guy, apparently was a very nice guy, but he was a politician. I actually met Gerald Ford indirectly one time after he was president. I was walking down the street near the State Department. Somebody was shouting at me from a car window, shouting, "Hey, Bobby, hey, Bobby," and I turned around, and this person realized I wasn't Bobby, and he kind of waved me away, and I turned around, I realized it was Gerald Ford, and I kind of gave him a friendly salute, and he laughed. So Gerald Ford was a nice guy, but he was a politician.
That's, you're correct.
Yeah.
The final point I want to make is this. In the summer of 1960, and I know that this could be corroborated if they went back to the radio reports, if they're still around, Nelson Rockefeller, the former governor of New York State, was speaking on the radio, I believe out of Albany, New York, in a low-keyed voice, and it was just before the Republican nomination was going to nominate Richard Nixon for president and Henry Cabot Lodge for VP. And Rockefeller said this, "With the money and power I have, I can take the nomination away from Nixon anytime I want, but I don't want to do it to him because he's been vice president and a member of Congress for 14 years.
Truer words were never spoken. All right, Dave, thanks for your call. Apologies to Gene from Texas who came on board a little late here. We'll talk to Gene next week along with everybody else who wants to call in. Have a good weekend, folks. Have a very happy new year. We'll see you live here on Tuesday. Recorded broadcast night on New Year's Day. See you next week, folks. Have a good weekend. Don't drink too much. But if you get a headache, try Headache Stagon, the all-natural cure for headaches.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.